just in time for back to school. Get your kid a great phone during the Sprint Deal Spectacular. From August 25th to September 7th, you can get the Samsung Galaxy S7 Edge for $10 a month with Sprint Flex Lease. And while supplies last, the LG V20 is also just $10 a month. Or get the LG G5 for $5 a month, all with annual upgrades after 12 payments. Sprint works for me. Visit Sprint.com/deals or call 1-800-SPRINT-1 today. Subject to credit, $30 activation fee, 18-month leases with new line. Early termination results in remaining balance due. S7 Edge and V20 require $30 down, G5 $25 down. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Restrictions apply.
The Hour of Power with Apostle Wade. We will be with you shortly.
Yeah.
Thank you for joining us tonight with the Hour of Power with Pastor Wade. As we do, I want to remind you again, if you'd like to sow a seed into the life of the apostle, there are several ways to do that. 302-401-8574 is my phone number. You can call in. You can do a transaction over the phone. You can also mail it to 2144 Kimball Circle, spelled K-I-M-B as in boy, A-L-L Circle, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23455. And if you didn't catch the address, call my phone number and I can give it to you as well. Also, before I bring Apostle in, just a reminder, those that listen online, you can also communicate with me through online as well. I see a few people that are logged in, but if you ever have a prayer request, whenever she goes to hit one or something like that, you can also communicate with me by texting or typing into the box one there if you need to say something to the Apostle. Those for those that are online as well. Okay, we're going to bring in Apostle Wade. Apostle Wade, your microphone is live.
Praise the Lord. Sister Rhonda, I want to ask you before you get away, is there a way where you could play the last maybe 30 seconds to 1 minute of that song?
I can probably play from the beginning. I don't know about the last 30 seconds of it.
Give me the beginning of it for about 1 minute.
Okay.
Come on, song. Goes like this.
God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The song said, praise is what I do. Amen. I was listening to that song and it began to strike a chord. Amen. That praise is absolutely what I do. Amen. I just want you to take maybe 15 seconds wherever you are and just begin to praise God. Just for God, you may say, I don't even know what I want to praise Him for, but praise Him. The songwriter said, praise is what I do. And I wrote down the points that he said in the beginning. I'm glad she played it from the beginning because he says, I praise you when I want to get to you. And then I'll lift my hands. I'll praise you when I can. Then he says, I'll make a vow to praise you in the good and the bad, in the happy and in the sad times. I'll praise you. Why? Because praise is what I do. Glory to God. And and I begin to think about that, and I listen to that, and I said, praise is the remedy. It's the medicine, the medication, glory to God, that we can apply to life situations. So much is going on in the earth realm right now. So many things, so many people are experiencing disaster, glory to God. But I wonder, can you praise Him right now? You may be somebody on the call. We have callers that participate in our broadcast. They may not be able able to join us tonight that are down there, that are in Houston, that are part of what's going on. But the question is, where you are, can you praise him? No matter what your situation, circumstance, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter the diagnosis, the financial lack, the relationship, the woes, the business, the concern, the education, no matter what, glory to God, amen. Can you praise him in this hour so that you can get close to him? Amen. He said, I'll lift my hands. Come on, stop my shit. He come on, stop. Somebody order right now where you are, just lift your hands unto the Lord and say, Lord, I'm going to praise you. I'm making a vow that I'm going to praise you, because praise is a remedy. It's a medication. Amen. Praise is the thing that will push me past the situation. It'll push me past the problem. Amen. I'll praise you in advance. I'll praise you when I can. I'm going to make this vow that I'm going to praise you. Amen. No matter what the times, good, bad, happy, or sad, because praise is what I do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless your name. We just thank you, for there is no God like you. Regardless of situation, circumstances, answers, needs, diagnosis, frustration, broken relationships, broken covenant, glory to God. Regardless of the lack, the devastation, the disaster, regardless of the grief, God, whatever the situation is, we vow to praise you. And some of us may have to praise him through tears, and some of us may have to praise him with question marks all over our head. But can you make a vow to praise him until you see your situation shifting, until you know that your praise is the medicine for your soul, for your spirit? Your praise will make you feel good. Your praise will make you look good. Your praise will cause you to see things clearly. Your praise will bring you to the place of understanding. Is there anybody that can praise him? Oh God, we bless your name, for you are worthy of the praise. You're worthy of it. God, there are many folk that are faced with challenges on this call, and much of our situations is nothing to be compared with what's going on in Texas, what those people are dealing with. But God, it's still something that matters to us. It's still something that affects us. So God, we challenge the people tonight to find a praise, to find a praise, to say, God, in the midst of this, in the mystery of all of this, because we don't have an understanding, we don't always know the whys, God, but in the midst of it, we're going to make a vow to praise you. And when you make a vow, amen, there's a song years ago, it says, I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Glory to God. I made a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. You ought to make a vow to the Lord, amen, that God, I'm going to shift myself, my mind, my emotions, my heart. I'm going to shift frustration out the way. I'm going to step all on top of it and begin to bless your name. That where I need answers, glory to God, hallelujah, whatever it is. The old folks used to say, whatever you need, God is there. He's a doctor in the sick room, glory to God, and he's a lawyer in a courtroom, hallelujah, glory to God. Whatever he is, can you make a vow to praise him? Because you know that he is God, amen, and besides him, there is none other. He's the God that you made a choice to believe in, and that you're holding on, and some of us may be holding on by a thread, because we're frustrated and we're dealing with situations, glory to God, sad news, bad news, upsetting news every day, taking care of children, family members, working jobs that really just don't meet our need. We're not satisfied. Hallelujah. Whatever it may be, I challenge you to make a vow to praise him. For God is absolutely, positively worthy. Hallelujah. He is worthy. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You ought to give him another 15-second praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. I praise you for my answer. I praise you for what I'm going through. I praise you. Listen, I just heard the Lord say that I will shift things for you Thursday. That's for somebody that has something specifically on their heart that they need God to do. And he said the shift is coming Thursday. Glory to God. Thursday. Hallelujah. The Lord said the shift is coming for you Thursday. You ought to reach up and grab that. Glory to God. And let me be clear. Amen. The word that he is releasing is this Thursday for some. Now, you may, some of us that the word is not for, you may be waiting on God. Your may be coming another Thursday. But there is somebody that God is going to shift things for this Thursday, whatever this Thursday's date is, the year 2017, this coming week. God said, oh, shit. Glory. He said, I'll make the change. He said, it's happening now. That's what I hear the Lord say. Glory to God. I vow to serve you. I vow to praise you. Amen. Through the good, through the bad, through the happy or the sad. Glory to God. Listen, I heard the Holy Spirit say, somebody had been having a toothache. Glory to God. The Lord said, begin to rub your hair. My child. He said, begin to rub your hands on the side of that and cause for calmness in your mouth. Peace be still in your mouth. Seems weird and strange, but that's what I heard the Holy Ghost say. Somebody got a toothache. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord. Amen. That as they begin to praise you, that the pain of the toothache will go away in the name of Jesus. We thank you that inflammation will dissolve. Hallelujah. Not even just in the tooth, but in the body. Somebody's body. Glory to God. We thank you for it, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We vow to serve you in the good and the bad. In the good and the bad, in the good and the bad. Glory to God, we vow to serve you. Somebody's been having their, it's your knees, both of your knees been hurt, not just one. Glory to God. Father, we vow to praise you because you see that situation. And we thank you that healing is being manifest in those knees now in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we bless your name. Hallelujah. I heard the Holy Ghost say to somebody, I'm going to change the court date. Glory to God. He said, you will be prepared for the release of what I have for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, I bless your name. I bless your name, God, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. I speak a word of release to somebody on this call. Listen, the Lord has said, woman, dry your eyes. He said, stop crying when you know the God that I've been to you already. He said, and you're crying over stuff. He said, stop crying over it. Trust me, God, we vow to serve you through the good and the bad, through the happy and the sad. God, we bless your name. Father, we thank you, for there is none like you. Hallelujah. So we lift our hands as a sign of surrender. And say, God, we're surrendering all in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord said, I'm going to turn the ministry, glory to God, so that the vision of the ministry will come forth. That's for somebody. Amen. You've been praying and asking God about your ministry. God, what am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to do it? What needs to be changed? God said, I'm going to turn things in the ministry. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say to somebody, he says that I released you a long time ago to go, and you stayed because you're afraid. And the Lord said, make a decision. He said, either trust me or deny me. Isha. Glory, glory, glory. Either trust me or deny me. He said, because I released you a long time ago and I told you to go and to make the move. He said, and you're stuck in a place because you're comfortable. He said, so you either trust me or deny me. Glory to God. But don't make a mockery out of my name. God, I bless you. God, I bless you. For there is none like you, God. None like you. None like you. None like you. And so, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we thank you. You ought to praise him right there. You ought to praise him. I didn't get on the call to do all of this. I had an agenda. Oh, God, but there was a sound that kept coming out of that song that kept ministering in my spirit. Glory to God. Where the Lord is challenging us, he said, push past that praise. I hear the Lord say, woman, stop laying in that bed depressed and crying about what you want. He said, go in your bedroom. I'm not shy. He said, go in your bedroom on tonight. He said, and have a praise party just by yourself. He said, get in your room. Glory to God. He said, because you do a lot of thinking in your room. You lay in your bed and you lay in soft. He said, get out of the bed and have a praise party in that room. Glory to God. God said, I'm shifting the atmosphere of the homes, of the lives of the people. God said, I'm shifting it. Glory to God. He is still a great God. In the midst of disaster, he is still a great God. Sometimes we get get all mixed up and messed up, amen, because of things, especially in times of natural disasters. And we don't understand the nature of God, amen, and why he allows certain things to happen. Glory to God. I was reading, and there was an article, and it says that sometimes when natural disasters come, amen, it's coming to deliver the divine judgment. Sometimes it's to affirm the presence of God, and other times it's just to display his sovereignty. Glory to God. But even in the midst of that, with all of those answers that they will give you, we still have questions of why things begin to happen. Glory to God. Sometimes people in our personal lives, when we're going through something, we begin to say, God, what did I do to deserve this? How did I mess up? Glory to God. How did I end up in this situation? Glory to God. Did I sin? Is it my sin that's causing, amen, what you promised me to be delayed? Amen. Is it my sin that's causing the eruption? Glory to God. Is it my sin that's causing things in my life to be exposed? What is it, God? Is it my sins that have caused a hurricane, a tornado, amen, to begin to run through the cities or the states? God, what is it? Glory to God. And many times we just don't know. Natural disasters occur without warning, whether we're in Houston, in Texas, wherever we are, in Corpus Christi, all the other cities that have been affected. Glory to God. We continue to wonder, but more than anything, we need to trust. Sometimes people wonder if the natural disasters is the work of Satan, who comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Hallelujah. But I believe that even in the midst of what we don't like, God is still in control. Hallelujah. Amen. That he is still the God, amen, that will make sense out of things that we don't understand. There's a scripture, and I can't find it right now in the Old Testament. It says that sometimes people are taken out early to save them from what is to come. Glory to God. They're the sacrificial lambs, if you will. And you don't like to hear stuff like that, but God, sometimes those things are just true. Amen. Bad things happen to good people, but can you still trust God to say, God, I am standing on a place, amen, and it's a shaky place because I have no understanding of what's going on, but I vow to praise you. I vow to lift your name up. I vow to trust you. Why? Because there will always be a mystery of the divine purposes of God, which we as people cannot fully grasp. When you get a chance, go back and read Romans 11:33-34. Amen. We don't know why the reason, but God, we trust you. We trust you without information. That's for somebody. You waiting on some information. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, you waiting on a response for somebody. Amen. You waiting on information in legal matters, but can you trust God without the information? Can you trust God when things don't seem to be lining up? Is there anything in you that can muster up enough praise to say, God, how about shit? That say, tonight I'm going to have me a praise party. That God is going to be me and you. We're the VIP guests and the only ones that have been invited. Glory to God. Because I'm standing on the word, the prophetic words that have been released in my life. What you're saying, what you're speaking, that it shall come to pass. Glory to God. I heard the Lord say to somebody, he said, the table is turning. That means the situations are about to shift, and they're shifting in your favor. They're shifting in your favor. But some of us, God has been sending us signs, amen, challenging us to fix this, to get this, to get our life straight, get our health straight, get our money straight. Can I tell you, the body of Christ is suffering financially, and I'm probably at the top of that list 10 times, but we're suffering financially, glory to God, because we made mistakes that we should not have made. Glory to God. Sometimes we helped everybody that we should not have, instead of looking for good ground to sow seed in. And when you sow seed in good ground, you get a harvest. But when you take it and put it in places where people don't appreciate it, they value, they take your money, they overshop, they run through it, they gamble it up, they buy cigarettes and liquor and every other thing, they go party with your money, they pretend to pay bills and don't pay bills, that is not good ground. And then we suffer the result of that. Glory to God. But can I tell you, God is shifting you to a place of wisdom when it comes to your finances, to say, God, I praise you that I'm learning my lesson, that I understand that the money that I have is good seed, and that my good seed can only go into good soil, that I need to sow where you lead me to sow. I need to help where you tell me to help. Glory to God. The enemy has gotten into the minds of people, even on social media sites, and they put up a bunch of fake pages. Amen. Taking advantage of the disaster of those that have been affected by this hurricane and this storm, and they've set up fake pages and making attempts to collect money. Glory to God. Some of them you can catch right off, and you can tell by some of the language that they use that is fake. They put them up and pretend that they're certain companies. Glory to God. And if you don't activate wisdom in your life, you'll take a good seed and sow it into a bad place. So you got to know the right places to sow to be a help, the right connections, the right leaders, the right churches. Hello, somebody. The right ministry, the right business adventure. Amen. The children that you raise, the grandchildren. Amen. The next door neighbor, whoever it is. Glory to God, because you want your seed to continually create harvests for you. Amen. And so if you're struggling, amen, in that area, can I tell you, I challenge you to make a vow to praise God. That God, I've already went through the bad times financially. Now I'm going through the good times because I got my masha. I got my wisdom, and I hear you every time when you told me a seed, and I'm not going to second guess it. I'm going to sow it into good soil, whatever that may be. I'm going to sow it into a good place to help somebody. Glory to God. I'm going to hear you clearly so that my wisdom is activated, God. I'm going to do my research on my business venture so that when I sow my good seed into a business venture, it will be a business that will create streams of money, not just a stream, multiple streams of money to come my way. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God, we vow to serve you. Amen. We bless you for our health. We blessing you for our change. We blessing you for our children. We blessing you, God, that you're delivering us from fear. Hallelujah. Some of us on this call have been afraid to move in the things of God. Either trust him or leave him alone. But don't call everybody to agree with you. Don't get 10, 11, 12 prayer warriors to be praying for something that you're not ready to do, that you're not ready to make the shift, that you're not ready to step out on faith, that you're not going to say, God, I heard you for myself. Hallelujah. I heard you for myself. Anybody listening? Can you hear God for yourself? If you hear him, make a vow to praise him. God, I praise you. Hallelujah. Through the good and the bad times, I praise you. Whether happy or sad, God, I pray about shack. Oh, God, I bless your name. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah, and praise is what I do. Why? Because it is the remedy to my life situation. Praise can move me out of my own way, because for some of us, we are our own blockage. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I bless you. That's not what I got on the call to do at all. Don't know what happened, but I do know what happened. Glory to God. Father, we thank you. We thank you for delivering, healing, touching the grieving families that are down in the areas. We say Houston, but the storm originated somewhere else. So everyone that has been in the path of the storm, the spotlight is shone on Houston because Houston was not expected to be hit the way it's been hit. But God, we thank you that Corpus Christi and Houston and all the other little towns and everywhere from where the storm originated from to the path that it is still traveling in some areas, to the rain that's still coming down. God, we thank you, God, and then we thank you for the helpers. We thank you for the people that are sending resources and sending money. God, we thank you for the man in Houston. This man owns two furniture stores, and he opened up his furniture stores. Now, where in the world do they do that at? That you bring in people that are dirty and wet, and you bring them into your brand new million-dollar, multi-million-dollar furniture stores. And you said that I will take in all that want to come. 900 people showed up. God, I bless you. And he said between the two some things damaged. Should there be some things that we may have to sell at a lesser value? He said, but these people need help, and they need to know that somebody values their life. God bless that man. Bless that man. Bless him in a mighty way. Oh, God, we thank you, for there is none like you. I vow to serve you. I vow to praise you. I vow to trust you. I don't know who that is, but the Lord said that I released you a long time ago. He said, and you don't need to pray and ask nobody else. Fear and familiarity are holding you in place. And the Lord said, you either trust me or deny me. Glory to God. Trust me or deny me. God, I bless your name. Listen, through the tears, you can praise him. Get ready to hit one on your phone if you have a question, comment, or concern. Rhonda, I need you to find Mother Bunkley on there. I'm not sure if she's calling from her cell number, but I will look to see if it's her cell number. Amen. I asked Mother Bunkley to share either a scripture or a little word of encouragement, just something coming from a mother. Amen. On there that she was going to actually be a part of my message. Amen. So we just want her to share what it is, but I want you to get ready. Everybody share. Question, comment, or concern. Can I hear tell you, and I hear the Lord say this. He said, I will restore the joy to you. He said that if you allow me. He said, you've not been happy. This is for somebody. You've not been happy, and you've not experienced a lot of joy in your life because you have become comfortable with depression and being down. So the Lord said, let me release you today. Make a vow, make a vow. I make a vow to the Lord, and I won't take it back. Glory to God. Rhonda, do you see Mother Bunkley's number?
Okay, I am trying to get in touch because my board doesn't show that it's connected to the internet. I can still hear you, but I'm not for sure if the board is working. So if she pressed one or anything like that, I may not be able to see it because of that, because the internet is not showing connected right now.
Can you go out and come back in?
I mean, as long as it's not the board, it's the actual connection to the internet. So I'm trying to get reconnected to that.
Okay, so what do we have to do?
Everybody can still be able to hear you. I just can't bring anybody in right now.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we do apologize for that. We are having storms here in Virginia Beach. We've got little winds. It's picking up a little bit heavy. Amen. I didn't think we would stay on this long, but I thank God for the time that we're on. If I don't, Mother, I don't know if you can hear me, but if I don't get to get Mother on this week, I'll have her on. Amen. And she will begin to share on next week. Glory to God. But I want you, if you can't get on, my email address is comingoutontop@hotmail.com. If you have my number, you can text me. If you have a question, comment, or concern, glory to God. Rhonda.
Yes.
Pastor Benjamin just sent me a message. She said, try opening everybody's mic. God, Father, we thank you. God, we thank you that even if this doesn't come to pass, Father, if this doesn't work, Father, we trust that the people have heard what you wanted them to hear. Glory
to
God.
Yeah, I can't
Hallelujah.
Open. I'm not going to be able to open any mics because I'm not connected to the internet to be able to open anything.
Okay, so she's not connected. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, so she says that the board is down, so I guess it's Blog Talk that she can't bring anybody. She can't even open the mic. She can't do anything on the mic. Glory to